Wisconsin's 10 electors stuck by Donald Trump on Monday and helped push him over the threshold to become U.S. president. That's despite hundreds of protesters shouting and pleading with electors to change their minds in a ceremony at the state capitol. WUWM's Marty Michelson was in the voting room as emotions ran high.
A couple hundred people packed into a tiny hearing room at the Capitol, while a few dozen spilled out into the hall. The 10 electors filed in and took their seats at the front of the room. They selected Brad Courtney of the state Republican Party to lead the proceedings. He laid out the ground rules.
No signs are allowed in the meeting. Please keep conversation to a minimum so that electors can perform their duties. If there are any loud conversations or disruptions, which we did not expect, we will ask that you please take those outside.
But all wasn't quiet after a clerk distributed ballots to the electors. They voted, and Courtney read the results.
The votes are 10 votes, Donald J. Trump.
Police escorted one woman out of the room while she screamed, "This is my America." One person pleased with the results of the vote is Keith Best with the Republican Party of Waukesha County. He says he first supported Governor Walker for president, then when he dropped out, Marco Rubio, and then Ted Cruz. Best says even though Trump wasn't his first choice, he's convinced he'll make a good president.
The more I've learned about him, the more I realize that he's what I wanted to see in a president, and I like the fact that he's picking out great cabinet members.
But Best says he'll hold Trump's feet to the fire.
Absolutely, because I want to see the wall built. I want to see everything that he promised come, you know, to fruition, at least most of it. So obviously, if he comes through with 75%, I'd be happy.
Some protesters drove up from Illinois because their state went for Hillary Clinton, so they knew their electors were voting for her on Monday. Diane Musar says she traveled from a Chicago suburb because she was hoping to change the minds of Wisconsin's Republican electors. Musar says she fears Trump will eliminate the safety net for disadvantaged Americans.
For my clients that I take care of, this is immense, immense, because they will have a lot of their benefits will be cut down to absolutely nothing because they already are so extremely low already.
Trump hasn't detailed any plans to cut benefits. Another person here from Chicago is Sean O'Donnell. He says he plans to continue to make his voice heard throughout Trump's presidency.
I think we're going to have to do a little bit more than walking around with signs. I think it's going to have to get ugly after a while. Yeah, I think sit-ins nationally and locally.
O'Donnell says he'll also use social media to voice his concerns. Wisconsin's 10 electors declined interviews. However, leader Brad Courtney did not seem upset about the disruptions that occurred during the proceedings. In brief comments afterward, he called the protests democracy at work. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.